Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, Senior Market Analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Kind of a sleepy, slow opening. Not a lot of trading going on. Many contracts in Laos, as I was coming into the studio, hadn't even opened yet.
Well, we saw some weakness early, right out of the chute, especially in the beans, on some liquidation, fund liquidation, some selling interest coming into the marketplace. Fundamentally, there's ideas that Argentina could get some more beans on the export market here down the road. Asia's turned to the U.S. here over the last couple weeks due to uncertainty availability of the beans out of the southern hemisphere, and in Argentina, that is. And now ideas that we'll maybe see those beans get freed up and see a little bit more of a normal flow. And plus, two beans had that late week rally there or strength to generate some backing and filling here. But we feel today will be lower. We'll probably seek out some lows here today, maybe towards the end of the weekend here. We got a three-day weekend coming up. Also, to couple the three-day weekend holiday is some cycle lows due here this week. So there's several things to watch. But the big news, of course, will be this afternoon's planting progress report. Corn progress expected to be 73 to 77% complete as a nation, with big gains in the north and northwest. As far as bean progress goes, anywhere from 30 to 45%, Dave.
Is corn progress along far enough that traders will begin to turn their attention to emergence?
Well, probably another term for emergence is born on date, some producers have put it. You're correct. You know, there's a lot of grain got in the ground, but with the colder weather, the emergence, and even as it goes up, we need some warmer weather to bring this crop along. So even though that a good chunk of this crop is in the ground, we'll have to monitor the weather as far as heat degrees goes here over the next few days to see if we can get this crop off to a rapid start. But weather is going to be the main feature, and that's going to change every 6 hours to keep the market in a roller coaster effect. Because when you put these numbers we have now, as far as yields go, into the current supply-demand balance sheet, next year's or this crop year, 08-09 crop year, corn carry expected to be about 760 million bushels, and beans 185. If you move that yield up and down just a few bushels per acre, that changes that bottom line in a hurry.
Yeah, you could easily be under 600 million for the carryover on the corn with a move of a bushel or so. Kurt, has there been any talk among traders, chatter among traders about replanting?
Yes and no. There's been talk of it, but it's all been secondhand, you know. But yes, there is concern or ideas that some of the stuff does need to be replanted, especially in southern Illinois, extremely wet, and that'll be the key area where we'll probably see that activity take place.
Southern Illinois, southern Indiana, maybe parts of Ohio?
Correct, along the Ohio River Valley, all in through there where these storm systems have been in a regular training effect, one right after another, where water has stood for some time, and that area is probably going to be watched the most. We are hearing, though, that in some of the southern regions, producers are leaning heavier to the beans now.
Taking a look at the current chart, we look at July corn now, low on the day, they're at 582. And we go back to the April lows, 579 and a quarter. Wouldn't take very much to press the downside.
No, if you look at a chart, you know, definitely we're getting close to some previous lows we've had here over the last 30 days. So it's going to be important to maintain a close above these lows here. If not, it's sort of going to be a breakout to the downside, which projects another 20-25 cents to the downside in a fairly quick fashion. So technically it's important here today, tomorrow, to sort of hold those previous lows. It has in the past, when you look at that chart, we've just been consolidating since the 1st of April here, and breakout would indicate probably the next major move.
Is today a good day if you're looking to lock in your crop insurance on the beans?
Well, on the beans, these Novembers, it looks like we've got some fairly good support here at this 13-1290 level. We feel that's sort of a key level to watch. Failure to hold that support area would suggest that we could move a little lower. Ever since the 1st of May in here, beans have been in a nice uptrend, per se. As long as this uptrend holds intact, I think these November futures has a shot in this low $14 level. So the momentum is higher in beans here, and a reverse of this trend would suggest that producers probably need to get caught up or lock in some bean sales.
And turn your attention to the wheat market. Are we carving out a bottom?
We feel a short-term bottom in through here. The momentum indicators have turned upward in here. We had a nice reversal to the upside on the technical charts. So all indications point that this July wheat futures contract could maybe rally back into the mid-$8 level. Fundamentally, it's going to be a tough road to hoe here. We're starting to see wheat harvest start to pick up momentum in the deep south. We're talking 30 days from now, having quite a bit of wheat on the world market, especially here in the northern hemisphere. So technically looks good, but fundamentally you have to wonder how high we can go.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel, senior analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois.